Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Elaine B. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from the state of Massachusetts. Today is Wednesday, February 12th, and today we're reading from the Big Book. We are in the chapter Into Action, and we are on Actually, I'm not sure if that is the title. Working with Others. I'm sorry, I didn't change my little note there. Working with Others. And we are on page 89, reading paragraph 3, which begins with, "Perhaps you are not acquainted," and ends with, "To be useful is our only aim. To be helpful is our only aim." Okay. Today's readers are Tamara C. on the 12 Steps, Miriam Rifka H. on the 12 Traditions, Kathy Jo P., Don D., and Abby S. Janice PM will greet newcomers and get numbers from sponsors that are available, and Leslie W. will do our announcements for today. Thank you so much for all that service. The reference number for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting for Tuesday, February 11th is 14104. That's 14104. And the reference number for this morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting, February 12th, is 14107. That's 14107. DOA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps and 12 traditions of OA to those who still suffer, our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Tamara C. to please read the 12 steps.
Good morning. This is Tamara C., recovered in California. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Pass.
Thank you very much for your service, Tamara C. And I'll now ask Miriam Rifka H. to please read the 12 traditions.
Good morning. This is Miriam Rifka H., recovered compulsive eater in New Jersey. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. Those problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Mary and Rivka. How will meeting work? Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Using star 1, please. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book and working with others. We're on page 89, and we're on paragraph 3. And I'll ask Kathy Jo P. to please begin reading.
Good morning. This is Kathy Jo P., a recovered compulsive overeater in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Perhaps you're not acquainted with any drinkers who want to recover. You can easily find someone by asking a few doctors, ministers, priests, or hospitals. They will be only too glad to assist you. Don't start out as an evangelist or a reformer. Unfortunately, a lot of prejudice exists. You will be handicapped if you arouse it. Ministers and doctors are competent, and you can learn much from them if you wish. But it happens that, because of your own drinking experience, you can be uniquely useful to other alcoholics. So cooperate. Never criticize. To be helpful is our only aim. So I notice here it says, perhaps you are not acquainted with any drinkers, any eaters. Well, I'm acquainted with a lot of eaters. I'm acquainted with a lot of people that appear to have the same problem that I have. But am I acquainted with eaters who want to recover? I have a person who does my hair that probably weighs 400 pounds. She appears to be an eater, but compulsive overeater, but does she show me that she wants to recover? I was 22 years outside of these rooms, and I, in my path, because I was in OA for about 7 years, I saw people who were abstinent, who were recovered, who were living in the solution, But I did not want to recover. I did not want to put down the food. I did not want to live a different way. And one of them in particular, every time I saw her, treated me with love and kindness. And I saw in her peacefulness, contentment, and service. And to me, that was much more attractive than her thin body. And when I did come back to the rooms, I asked her to be my sponsor. And she's still my sponsor today. And that's what attracted me. That's what got me back, or helped get me back. Really, what got me back is me wanting to recover, me being done, me having enough, me having that other bite that I needed in order to get to a place of willingness and wanting to change. And I also want to say, we might never know when someone is ready. I might think that I'm not helping someone. I might think they're not ready, but we don't know. What we do is we carry the message. And I had someone that I had no, two people that I had no idea how badly they suffered. I had no idea what was going on with them. One was a normal weight, and one was a bulimic that did not appear to have nearly the problem I had. And both of them, through me sharing my story, came to these rooms. So all we are doing is carrying the message, and the biggest way that we can carry it is by living in the solution, living life differently, being recovered. And a quote that I found that really has helped me, it's from Hippocrates, and it says, "We cannot heal a man unless he admits he needs to be healed or admits he is sick." And
gentle
to me,
reminder,
that really speaks about what we're talking about here. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Kathy Jo P. Thanks for getting us started on paragraph 3 on page 89. Who'd like to comment on this paragraph? Press star 1 to unmute.
This is Janice P.M.
Janice P.M.
Natalie G.
Natalie G. And I think I heard Lisa C.
Lisa G.
Lisa G.
Yes.
Okay. Anybody else? Plenty of room. The water's fine.
Leslie W.
Leslie W. Okay. Well, let's get started with Janice P.M., Natalie G., Lisa G., Leslie W. Anybody else want to jump in?
Well, thank you, Elaine. If you would kindly time me, I'd appreciate
Certainly.
That. Yeah, oh, my okay. name is Janice P.M., and I'm from Massachusetts also. And I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. Well, people say that they go through the steps and they don't know how to do this. They don't know how to. They have fear. They don't want to work with others. They don't have the time now. But, you know, I don't want to sound negative or be an evangelist. They had time when they were getting recovered, though, you know, because we're very self-centered, selfish people. But when it means that I have to go out and self-sacrifice a little of my time, no matter what's happening in my life, whether it's death, whether it's illness, whether it's, you know, moving or whatever it is, and I don't have the time, well, isn't it funny? Imagine if my higher power didn't have the time to give me the next breath, provide the food that I need to eat for the day. Imagine if he said, well, you know, I don't really have the time today. Well, my God, I don't know about your God, that I understand, you know, is a loving God. And he loves me no matter what I did wrong or whatever I did. So I got this gift, and it is a receiving of a gift from my higher power and the people in this program who went through this process. Like I think it was in the doctor's opinion that states, you can believe in anything they say about themselves. I believe that was it, because, wow, you mean I can, I mean, really? How come Elaine and somebody else and somebody else, they all say the same thing? You think we were talking to each other? No, but we all received that same gift of spiritual awakening at this time. That's why we know what we're talking about. Not that we're statesmen and orators and we know how to speak. Certainly not. A lot of us have been very shy. A lot of us feel like they got so much security and we're very insecure. But we've been through this pain. We've been through things that happened to us by doing these 12 steps. Now we're ready to give it back because we cannot keep it. And believe you me, if you don't have the time, and I didn't have the time because I had to put everything before this, I will not stay recovered because God gave it to me no matter what happened, and I received it. And, you know, being when I first started, I changed as a sponsor. I used to be an evangelist. You know, overly passionate about recovery and the meeting and this is what we got to do and blah, blah, blah. You know, nobody wants to hear a gospel from Janice, you know, like a preacher. And, yeah, sometimes I still do. But I catch my, oh, good, okay. So I'm not a free farmer. Only God, only a higher power can change us. I can't change you. And the book can't change you. We need a higher power to do that for us. Thank you very much. And I pass.
Thank you to Janice P.M. and Natalia G. You're up next, followed by Lisa G.
Hi, Elaine. Thank you so much. And this is Natalie G. in Southern California. And but I got a lot of energy on what I'm wanting to share. This paragraph just really speaks to me this morning, because last night at a meeting, at a business meeting in OA, my home group, I was an evangelist, and I've been so happy to be in, I'm sorry, I'm going to cry, to have full recovery, to be fully recovered, to not be in the food, to understand what it means to work this program on a daily basis. And we brought up the idea of changing our format so it more focuses on the big book and the steps of OA. And that's a great idea. But I went in there with the zeal and the, like, fire and the, like, this is what you all need to do. And I wanted to offer recovery. But as someone said, it was sort of like the gospel of Natalie. And instead of sharing my experience, I went in like I was the know-it-all, and that's one of my biggest faults. I am such a know-it-all. I believe I know what's best for everybody, and so thank God there's a 10th step, because I came home last night, and I wanted to eat my face off, and I haven't felt like that in a while, and I worked my 10th step, and I talked to another OA fellow, and I'm sitting with it today, and I've got lots of amends to make, which is fine. But, you know, even in OA, the people that come in, when I first came into OA, I didn't want to be recovered. I just wanted to be able to eat my food and lose weight. I didn't know what recovery even meant. I had no concept of what it could feel like. So I left. And then when I came back, I was really ready. But even then, I didn't want to hear all the things my sponsor told me about being entirely abstinent and working at, you know, 10, 11, and 12 every day. And anyway, I can't be an evangelist, even though I want to, even though that's my makeup. And I'm so grateful for this paragraph in this meeting. And thank you all for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Natalie G. Lisa G., you're up next, followed by Leslie W.
Good morning, Elaine. This is Lisa G. from Texas, recovering. And when I first got into a 12-step program for food, it wasn't OA, but I lost a lot of weight very fast. And I'm a hairdresser, so I loved what Kathy Jo was talking about, her hairdresser. Well, I went from being 233 to 140-something, I don't remember, in 10 months. So these people that come to see me every 6 weeks, they noticed a change. They noticed it big time. They started asking me if I had cancer. And anyway, it was easy. It was easy then to say, yeah, well, you know, I'm in this 12-step program for food addiction. And there are a couple of my clients that
Lisa, we're not hearing you. Lisa G? If you're speaking, we can't hear you. Star one to unmute. Lisa G? Hey, Leslie, why don't you jump in here and then we'll come back for Lisa G so she gets her full share, okay?
Yep. Hey, no problem. I'll
Thank
jump
you.
In here. This is this is Leslie W., recovered compulsive overeater from Tennessee. And to be helpful is our only aim. You know, I think that my ego can quickly, I know that my ego can quickly take over when it comes to telling people about this program. And you know, I must remember what it was like for me when I first came in. You know, it was so overwhelming. And I'm learning how to really just be a listener, an active listener. And if, you know, I've found that if you listen to people, whether they are people that you encounter, whether that's people that I encounter in daily life, or, you know, in the rooms, what have you, I have found that if you actively listen to what somebody is saying, you can discern whether or not they're truly interested in what you have to say. I mean, let's face it, a lot of people really aren't interested in, you know, if I come out of the gate with, well, yeah, this is what I do every day, and I weigh and measure my food, and, you know, I make phone calls, and I read literature, and I da-da-da-da-da. I mean, that's going to be off-putting to anyone. It's most people, whether they're compulsive eaters or not, just want that quick fix. You know, they want the diet, they want the pill, they want the whatever, and I don't have that to offer. I know personally, for me, it was more than a weight issue. It was more than a physical issue. It was a mental issue. I felt like I was crawling out of my skin. So if they're not at that level, they're not going to care. And so I have really found that unless somebody probes me about my lifestyle, then I don't. You know, I'm not gonna say in I'm not gonna come out of the gate with what I do, because they're probably not interested. And you know, what is attractive to people, I think, is a quiet authenticity that I'm still learning how to do. You know, there's times that I do it well, and there's times that I don't do it well. But that you know, quiet strength and assurance that what I do works for me, you know, that this is not some fad. This is not some, you know, passing diet or passing phase that I'm in. This is truly what works for me. And
reminder.
With that, I'm going to pass. Thanks, Elaine.
Thank you so much, Leslie W. Lisa G., I'd like to give you another chance here. We weren't hearing you. Are you there?
Hey, Elaine. Yeah, thank you so much. I'm just going to finish up with, you know, it was great at first when I had the big weight loss, but that doesn't last very long, you know, people seeing a difference. So I also, I talk about it. I just talk about it to my clients. If something comes up about, I don't know, like I'm not real overt about it, but I can't think of an example, but I might, you know, we might be talking about something. They might be sharing a very intimate thing with me. And I'll say, you know, in my 12-step program, I learned this, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes people pick up on that. Sometimes they don't. I've also had people come with me to meetings one time and they never came back. So, you know, it's up to God. It's up to God. And I try every day to remember, I don't do it every single day, but usually on my way to work, I just say, God, please help me be of service to whoever needs me today. And really, ultimately, it's up to our higher power, who he puts us into contact with. Because weight is a very, very, very touchy issue with people, and they're not going to be open until they're desperate. And nobody knows when somebody else is desperate, only they know. So thank you. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Lisa G. So glad you're able to come back and finish up your share. Okay, well, let's take another line up here. Who'd like to comment on paragraph 3 on page 89?
Irene, Loretta H.
Gloria S.
Gloria? Ooh, Ma.
There we go.
I don't know if I understand that baby who wants to share. I'm pretty
cute,
huh? Might be fun. Okay, great. Okay. So I have Irene B, Loretta H, Lee H, Gloria F, Sarit L. Anybody else want to throw their name in here? Because we were shy a few last time. Okay, well, let's go. Let's go with Irene B, followed by Loretta H. Please go ahead, Irene.
Good morning, Elaine.
Thank you so much for the list. I'm sorry, Irene. Hang on just a second. Who was that who wanted to join? Oh, well, we'll catch you on the next one.
Margot P.
Okay, you're on the list now. And Irene B, could you just start over for us, please?
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you
so much for your service and amazing, wonderful ears. You guys are magnificent. You moderators. I don't know how you do it. I'm Irene B. Very gratefully recovering bulimic, soon to be 3 years abstinent. What a joy. What a pleasure. What a blessing. What a gift. I want to take a little bit of a different approach. I'm going to take the approach that a person who is suffering has contacted me, because I want to share, I have had this experience where I reach out for help, and, you know, if somebody reaches out to me, I want to be effective. So what I do is I try really, really, really hard to listen to what the person is saying to me, and to not jump to conclusions, to not, after listening to them for 2 minutes, assume that I know the answer, I know the problem, and, you know, I have a cookie cutter answer for you, because I know it all and you don't. You're just not doing it right. So my take on this is that we want to be of service, whether we reach out to somebody who doesn't know anything about our program, as well, we also want to help those who already know they have a program, they have a problem, and they're looking for help. They're looking for a solution from those of us who have overcome different parts and aspects of our problem. But I think we know so much, either intellectual book knowledge or through personal experience, but everybody has their own unique experience. All I want to say, we need to listen, listen, listen. Because I have been told, well, have you done this? And da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, just, you know, and be patient and soft in our demeanor instead of da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I mean, my goodness. You know? So I think that we need to be loving and kind to each other in the way that we approach each other. We need to be patient and listen. And with that, I pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Irene B. Loretta H., you're up next, followed by Lee H.
Oh, hi, Eileen. This is Loretta H., compulsive overeater, anorexic, graced with God's absence today. And I live in Raleigh, and thank you so much for your service and everybody who does service on this slide. On page 124, it says, in the family afterwards, our darkest past is our greatest asset, and with that we can avert misery for others. And then and it also says in the promises, we don't want to shut the door on it. And that is really, that and our book is the only thing I can bring into sponsorship, because God is in control of all of this. And right now I'm a recipient of, I've worked with people and I get such gifts from it. It's a gift that keeps on giving. But now I'm going through the steps again. And one of the reasons, with God's grace, I haven't used the food in 19 years. Thank you. Thank you, God. But I want to keep that. It's immunity against that first drink with the sponsorship. But now I'm doing the steps again. And the reason I chose my sponsor was, and somebody just shared, she had authentic serenity. And she always did. I met her when I first moved to Raleigh, and she always was, and I loved her peace around her. And so with God's grace, I asked her to be my sponsor, and she is willing and is doing it. And as I shared, I hope I'm not going to go over my 3 minutes, I shared yesterday on the meeting, I was more scared about doing my fifth step, or not my fifth step, staying quiet for an hour, because I don't know how to do that. And she suggested very kindly that I do that. And I realized in that hour, and it says, we don't want to drink again, and I don't want to eat again, but how uncomfortable it was for me to sit still in that hour, just like it was when I first got out of the food and years ago when I got out of the alcohol. It was such a God sighting, and I was so grateful that her suggestion, I did it because I want to recover. Where so I'm a recipient of it, I've given it away, but it's the gift that just keeps on giving day after day, one day at a time. And I'm so grateful today to have this gift. And hopefully, again, as soon as I'm at 12, I can pass it on, because it's the only thing that's going to save my life, with that and my God. So thank you, and everybody have a beautiful day, and just God's grace be with you. I pass.
Thank you, Loretta H. Perfect. Next. Awesome. I love the enthusiasm everybody has. Lee H., you're up next, followed by Gloria S. Hi, Lee.
Hey, Elaine. This is Lee H. I'm a recovering compulsive overeater in Tennessee, and you might have to time me this morning. I just had kind of a little bit of a glimpse of light, and it's not a real big thing, but for me, I'm so grateful for these meetings. I was listening to the early morning meeting, and some of the shares were just so poignant. The line in the paragraph is something about, the last line is about, I just want to be helpful. For me, that's kind of translates into being loving and kind. I work in a place where I see it's a health place, a workout place. And there are two or three really obese people that come in. One lady is on a walker, and then there's another man. When I first got in the program, you know, it was like, oh, I've just got to go, you know, I've got to go proselytize to this woman. Well, I just, you know, I knew in my heart that that was not going to work. But I didn't know exactly how to do it. So I just wrote down the Vision for You phone number and folded up in a piece of paper and gave it to her. And of course, you know, I mean, she doesn't even know me. I was afraid, and I wasn't even willing to engage her in conversation. I have to be honest, I was kind of repulsed. And then this other man, he comes in and he just takes you captive. He wants to talk and talk and talk. And one day I had to have a coworker just kind of signal to me, you know, I need your help, to, cause she knew what was going on, and everybody knows him and tries to stay away from him. And it's just so painful. The interesting thing is he brings in flowers to this place, and we take the flowers and we put them in vases and spread them around. And the other day, this woman came in and she just said, I just want you to know the flowers are so beautiful. Who brings those? And I thought, oh, well, I said another member does. And I've been sitting with that and then just listening to all the shares this morning. I think what my higher power is saying is, when I see this man again, I can just thank him for bringing the flowers and how much it blesses other people, or you know, how much other people appreciate it. And that's how I can be helpful. I don't have to proselytize. And so anyway, that's my share, and I appreciate you letting me share. Thanks, Elaine.
Thank you very much, Leigh H. Gloria S., you are up next, and you're going to be followed by Sarit L.
Hi, this is Gloria S. Can you hear me?
Yes, hear you very well. Thank you.
And I'm Gloria S. I'm a compulsive overeater from Longview, Washington. I'm looking at this part that says, perhaps you are not acquainted with any drinkers who want to recover. You can easily find some by asking a few doctors, ministers, priests, or hospitals. And that's kind of what I realized is sometimes I'm not around overeaters that want to recover, or I don't know that. But doctors, priests, hospitals are in contact with people that they know need something like Overeaters Anonymous and want it. And so I made sure that my doctor knows that I go to Overeaters Anonymous and that I'm available to talk to somebody. And kind of a testimony to the program, I've been in OA for 10 years and been with this doctor for less than 10 years, but I've been right in the middle of my BMI the whole time. So, and then a couple of the priests that my spiritual community I go to know that I go to Overeaters Anonymous. And many times in the fellowship part after the service, they have put me in contact with somebody there that is struggling and suffering. And there's a chance for me just to share my experience, strength, and hope. And then in my OA group here in Longview, one of the members, got into OA. She lost weight, and her nutritionist at the hospital asked her, well, what are you doing? And she told them that she'd been going to OA. The nutritionist wanted more information. So we took these pamphlets over that, and I can't tell you the name of the pamphlet, but it's something for professionals or something. And we put our meeting time there and then also a contact phone number so that the nutritionist, who is possibly in contact with people that might need and want the program, can give those to people. Anyway, thanks so much for the meeting. This meeting has been a godsend to me, and with that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Gloria F. Sarit L., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Margot P., and we may have time for another share after Margot. So we're commenting on page 89, paragraph 3, and look forward to hearing your thoughts. 3, please go ahead.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your service. It's Sarit L., recovering compulsive overeater out here in Montreal, snowy Montreal. To be helpful is our only aim. I think we could just talk about this sentence. I could just talk about a sentence for hours, being in these rooms for so many years, and having come in, you know, very young, I'm really humbled by the service that I've seen in others working with me. And I really want to just say, like, you know, just a shout out and a word of a gratitude. And I've really been privy to humble people in these rooms who have gone to any lengths to help another suffering compulsive overeater. And in trying to, you know, get out of relapses over and over, I've spoken to people who maybe couldn't have sponsored me, but put me in touch with someone else. And in the time that they knew I didn't have a sponsor, would make themselves available to take my food and to call me throughout the day, to check up on me. You know, just putting in an extra effort to send me the phone number of someone else and say, here, I'll take your food for today, and then call me the next day and make themselves available. And I just had that experience again with another woman in these rooms who clearly I could not make the time that she was available. And I really wasn't able to call at that time. And we weren't able to work together. And then, you know, but she said to me, you know, I'm here for your recovery. And that sentence just spoke straight to my heart, because it's an ego reduction disease, and people are selfless in making themselves available to help other people. And that's something that I just, you know, does the service that I do, does it hurt me today? Does it inconvenience me today? I went out of my way to eat. I went out of my way. I went at the craziest times, even in the night, I would wake up to eat. Or, you know, I would go to any lengths to get my fix. If it meant inconveniencing, you know, my kids or closing the doors when they would be in bed and running off to get my food, I did whatever it took. And so I really want to ask myself that question, you know, am I inconveniencing myself to go be a service to some other suffering person today? Because really, really, this program is ego smashing. It's ego smashing and it's humbling. And I'm seeing it in other people as they work their recovery. And that's something that I want. And I want to practice. So thank you all for your service. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Tariq L. Margot P., you are up next, and we should have a time for another share after that. So, Margot P., please go ahead.
Thank you. My name is Margot P., Florida. I'm grateful to be on this call. Thank you, everyone, for sharing and leading this meeting, because if it wasn't for you all being on this call, I would not be on this call, because when I was introduced about this program a long time ago, many times I relapsed. And being grateful to be back again. And I know it's a one day to program, one day at a time, having a sponsor working the steps. But I remember when someone told me about this program, I was not ready. So how am I going to pass this message to the other ones who are still suffering? So I had to learn about this. And it was my ego. I said, hey, you got to go to this place. It's going to help you. You know, it didn't help. And so for me to understand more is that how I'm going to bring this message to those who are still suffering this disease. And that's how it is, being patient, and they'll see the results in you. I have to be the example, because I see that in my family. My family has the disease, and they see it, but they're not ready. And I have to be patient for others, that when they're going to get it is when they're going to get it. It's like when they get rock bottom, like I did. And dealing with the reality of this program, you know, being abstinent is the first thing. And making calls and being responsible, being obedient, listen. So it took me all that process to really understand. So I'm just grateful to be here on this call and one day at a time. Thank you, and I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Margot P. Okie dokie, we have time for 1 3-minute and 1 2-minute share, or actually maybe two-minute
Robin Joe
share.
B.
I heard Jarita and Robin Joe. All right. So if you guys take 2 minutes each, we'll be all set. So please go ahead, Jarita.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your service.
My name is Dorita P. from Cleveland, and I'm a grateful recovered compulsive overeater, and it's an honor and privilege to be at a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous. Everybody do not get this opportunity for whatever reason, so I'm really grateful I have a seat here. Yes, to be helpful is our only aim, and for today, one of our two meditation books, it says, for today it says, love is above all the gift of oneself. And Jean Knoll said that. And I'm grateful to have read that today because I tried to give the gift of my advice and the gift of other things, but I need to really give the gift of myself. And it just talks about just really listening to people and listening without thinking about what I'm going to say next. And so, like I said, I'm grateful to have read that today and also to be reading what we're reading in the big book, helping others and working with others, because I have to remember that, because I always want to give advice and, you know, say this is Doritos Anonymous, not Overeaters Anonymous, but Doritos Anonymous. So I'm just really grateful. And with that, I'll pass.
Oh, thank you, Dorita. A quick share. So we do have 3 minutes for you, Robin Jo B. Please go ahead.
Okay, great. Thank you. So we're from Northern Missouri, recovered compulsive overeater by God. I love this topic, and it's it can be kind of embarrassing when I think back, you know. It was 10 years ago, the first of this month, that I've been 12-stepping, and I'm thankful that I was so beat down and so, you know, I didn't start off with a big head. I lost weight fast. I was white knuckling it. I had white knuckled abstinence, and I lost all my weight within a year, like 65, 70 pounds. But I wasn't really recovered. I was more of a martyr. You know, I kind of put on the sackcloth and the ashes and just, you know, was miserable in front of everybody. And I found this picture on Facebook. It's this little girl, and it says, nobody wants to hear about your diet. You know, shut up, eat your lettuce, and be sad. And I just think that's hilarious because, you know, I can see if I, you know, when I would try to share a program with somebody that wasn't ready for it, you can just kind of see their eyes glaze over, you know, you know, okay, shut up, you know, they're not ready. But I actually printed that off just last week. I found that years ago, but I printed it off just last week and put it on my refrigerator just as a reminder, you know, to not get, to not be all big-headed and everything and about program, and to realize that we're all where we're at in our own time, in God's time, and that I certainly could not have heard it from anybody else. I wasn't ready until I was ready, and I'm thankful that I had tried so many other diets before this. And my family and friends had saw me be all excited and everything and lose 20 pounds only to gain it back. And that kept me humble because I really didn't think that this would stick either. But I'm so thankful that it did. And I really am thankful and grateful for this program. And I do hope to help where I can and, you know, just to be a light. So with that, I am going to pass. I've got a customer coming in the door here. Bye.
So thankful for you too, Robin Jovi, and especially for that we can mute because that cartoon cracked me up. Okay, thanks to everybody who has shared, came, listened, supported the meeting by doing service. Just thank you so much. We're going to transition now by reading from the Big Book on page 164. Will Dawn B. please read a vision for you?
Good morning. This is Dawn B., recovered from Southern California. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.